Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bye-bye. Step back as I'm kicking up dust for a while as I put the rest of the files
edited version
from the cabinet with the picture. Get the
gotta be
and settle it with this
pump. It is Drew Garabo live. Friday is my day to pick our music to come back into the show, so I thought we'd take it out to the West Coast because I like to make our guests feel as comfortable as possible, and this cat influenced by West Coast rap, and in my opinion, I love the sound of Cypress Hill, and I would assume you do too, Blaze Your Dead Homie. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
What's up, man? Thanks a lot for being here.
What's up, though? How y'all doing?
Real well, man. Thank you very much for gracing us with your presence, dude.
Good. No, thank y'all for having me. That's
absolutely.
What's up.
The most important thing you need to know is that Blaze and Twisted will be tonight at the State Theater in beautiful downtown St. Petersburg.
Yeah. You don't got to pronounce the Z, though. It's just Twisted.
Twisted. Yep, that's
just
it.
Twisted.
Twisted. All right.
You're good, though.
Yeah, John.
John told us yesterday.
Yeah. Just
I'm
not to sell
Z
you
Z
out.
Here. I'm Blaze. I'm
Blaze.
The Z.
Blaze.
Don't make me look bad in front of Blaze.
Oh, it's cool.
You're the closest thing to Juggalo affiliated on this radio program.
Yeah, I am.
And you're the reason that Blaze got on our radar because they had the gathering of the Juggalos a couple months back, and he was going through some of the lineup, and we found your name to be very, noteworthy.
It jumped out at us.
Right.
Yeah. That's what's up.
So
our
initial question, and finally we get this cleared up straight from the Blaze's mouth. Mm-hmm. Is it, I'm Blaze, you dead homie, or is it, I'm a Blaze, you dead homie, or is it Blaze? Dead, homie.
I mean, it could go for all three.
All right.
I really like how you guys are doing that.
Thank you.
But for real, I think it's the first one. How I started out is I was just Blaze, you're dead, homie. Because
right.
I was Blaze and I came back from the dead. So I was
sure.
Your dead homie, Blaze.
All right.
That's kind of what it was.
And you were a gangbanger back in the 80s.
Yes, sir.
Now,
yeah.
I assume that you did not meet your demise through pneumonia or
natural
causes.
No. It was many gunshot wounds
got
to
smoked.
The chest.
Damn.
And this laid me to rest. And yeah, and through... you know, magical powers of the Dark Lotus and the Juggalo world, I was brought back to life.
All right.
To entertain the Juggalos.
So that's interesting to me. You were brought back to entertain and not vindicate yourself and find out the punks who did it.
You know, because I already know who did it, and them people are dead by now.
Okay.
Because in gang life, you don't last very long.
Mm-mm.
You know, you take somebody out, you finna get taken out.
That's
next.
Right.
That's kind of how it happens.
Short life expectancy.
Yeah,
there.
For sure.
How swift was the justice? Was it like Blaze wasn't even in the ground yet?
I was already, you know, I was gone.
Yeah,
so I had heard nothing about said things happening.
Right,
and then you know, boom, right like that,
boom.
I'm arose from the ground, and I'm back. And it's you don't remember much, but from the time you were there, the 80s. So
sure.
That's kind of what stuck with me, and that's kind of why my music is.
Like a nod
80s,
to the 80s,
90s,
yeah. Or the heyday of hip hop, if you will.
That's what it is, yeah.
So,
man.
Brother Kevin, what you got for Blaze?
Oh,
Dead,
well,
honey?
He said the power of the Black Lotus, you said?
It's a Dark Lotus.
Dark
yeah.
Lotus.
Yeah, for
yeah.
sure. We all have a group together, and it's Dark Lotus. You guys
okay.
want to see my tattoos. But yeah, we each got them. There's five of us. Insane Clown Posse,
okay.
The two guys from there.
Yep.
Twisted, there's two guys there.
Yep.
And myself, and we created that. And then we actually had another member, and through times... we misplaced that guy, and it was the five of us. So,
all
yeah,
right.
It's basically the five of us, and we continued the five of us. And that was kind of...
I don't ever want to be misplaced.
Sometimes you got to get misplaced. If you're misplaced,
I don't want to.
You might be forgotten. If you're forgotten, then you're gone.
I ever want to
be
misplaced.
Again.
No, I want to be placed.
That's a shame.
Find me, please.
That's it, man.
So you were on the verge of early in your career, from what I read, of giving it all up. Like at a young age, you're like, man, the dream just isn't happening. What really kept you in the game, and then when did you get your break when you said, man, I can finally do this?
I mean, man, for real, like I've been doing this since fresh out of high school. And it was probably, I think I was 17 when I met the guys from Twisted. And we moved on and we kind of met ICP probably like three, four years later.
Right.
And through that stuff, it was kind of like I said, it was the whole thing, the scene and the music scene in Detroit and in around the surrounding areas was all based more like this horror style
yeah.
than what we do. And, you know, it was kind of like what we were doing. I was on the fringe of that. because I was in a group called Two Crazy Devils, and that was even more fringe than what Blaze Your Dead Homie is.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it was like, it was a whole different style of stuff, and we were, you know, borderline satanic, but not, you know, so I mean, it's like,
just
you got Judas Priest, and you got all these different rock records and rock albums and stuff that are kind of doing that type of thing, Alice Cooper's and all this stuff, and that's kind of what it was. So, you know, I just... I got with these dudes, and they were more about it. Like, when I really met these guys, I was so green, didn't know anything, you know, was just writing raps.
Right.
Was writing raps and was like, oh, one day I'm going to do this, you know. And when I met these guys, it was like in 93, and they were like, hey, you know, you guys got to get in a studio. So they got us to a studio, and we started, you know, through them, hey, here, hook us up. One of the guys, ROC, is like, I got you guys, $30 an hour. See, we're going over there doing studio time. And from the first jump, I think we did like 3 or 4 cuts. And he was like, you guys don't got to pay nothing. Just come over here and do it. Just do your music. Because he knew there was something he liked about us and something that we liked about him. And, you know, he knew he could see a passion for music. And
awesome.
That's what it was. So, you know, we just, through that, continued. And then we got on with ICP. And we continued to try to build with them with Psychopathic Records and make that what it was. And I just, you know, waited in the outskirts on my turn for when it was my turn to get in there. You know?
Yeah.
Just do it. Whenever I got my shot, I'm, you know. I'm
take that shot.
That's it. That's basically it. And that's how you got to do it.
Yep. No doubt about it. SBK?
Well, I just thought maybe we should acknowledge his...
his posse?
Your posse, yeah.
It's my and homie,
All right, I was going to offer him a bagel or something.
He don't eat nothing. I don't know why. He's like, you know.
Like never?
He doesn't talk much either. Yeah,
he's a strong, silent type.
He is.
He looks like he's good at whatever he does.
Right.
Oh, he is. He's very good.
A hulking, menacing presence.
I've seen him do many things.
I can imagine.
Most of them involve punching faces.
All right.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. I vote no punching faces in the studio.
I mean, he's not doing that today.
I know. I just thought he was worthy of being acknowledged.
All right, are we good? We're good so far. All right.
Good acknowledgement. All right. Are we close to getting punched? Are we like, let us know if we're coming close to the punch zone and just give me a heads up.
I mean, come on. Yeah. I'll let you guys know.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
He immediately looked at me when you said that.
Well, good. I mean, if there's one guy who should get punched in this room, it would definitely be you. Now, we were wondering before you came in, John actually had a Faygo dog the last time the Juggalos were in town, and we were wondering if you had ever sampled the glory.
I have had a Faygo dog.
All of them.
Grape.
Oh,
grape
hell yeah.
Faygo.
Grape is what's up.
That's how you do it. You got to go grape. For some reason, it sits better. But there are other meats that they do cook with Faygo. Like, I've seen other stuff.
Like a Faygo steak?
Oh, man. I've seen, like, pork chops and some chicken, maybe. Like, there's different stuff. They
it's nice.
Made different stuff. And it's like, it is. It's, you know, it's just, it's... It is an acquired taste.
That's what the waiter says.
I give you that.
I made an observation about the Juggalos. It's so easy for people to target the Juggalos and ICP as a bunch of outcasts, et cetera. And we fell victim to it, too. We when they were coming, we thought, oh, it'd be fun to start a petition, to act like the ICP isn't welcome in St. Pete, and then started to get some publicity. And I started, for the very first time, interacting with some Juggalos on Twitter. And it made me realize that one group is no better than any other group, and one group is no worse than any other group. Everyone has stuff that they're into.
Oh, yeah.
And the Juggalo culture seems to embrace people who kind of feel like they don't necessarily fit in anywhere, and then they become a family. Is that a safe observation?
I mean, it's 100%. It's a lot. It's very close. It's like what it is is there is a Juggalo in everybody, and Juggalo is about being independent, being yourself, and being able to make your own decisions and like what you want to like, watch what you want to watch, and be yourself. And that's kind of what it is. So, I mean, a Juggalo is being a person.
Yeah.
I mean? So it's kind of what it is. And you are accepted here. We don't care. That happens a lot.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And
just walking through the
like
gathering.
And anywhere. I mean, that happens at shows. You
right.
You know, it happens all the time. So it's like, it's just, you know, people are afraid of what they don't know about. And that's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we do these things, we talk about things, they start learning more about what it is.
Yep.
And, you know, back in the day, I said it was mostly that we were hated just because the way people looked.
Right.
You know what I mean? But nowadays, it's more acceptable by just everybody in general that looks at like Lady Gaga who's wearing a meat suit. Like, oh, well, that's cool for Lady Gaga to put meat on her face. But right. What's so weird about me wearing some paint?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Meat suit is weird. Wore paint.
Oh, you know they did.
I mean? And there's a lot of people that did it before. And, you know, like I said, we're influenced by a lot of that stuff. So, yeah. You know what I mean? It's like
just, you and I were probably raised around the same era. Were you so fascinated by the Kabuki theater style of Kiss that they weren't necessarily the best band in the world, but what they had as far as presentation, it captivated my 8-year-old mind.
I came up to a point where I was in a family where I was, you know, brought up where my mom and some of my family members thought that Kiss did mean Knights
in Satan's Service.
Yeah,
that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. It didn't even happen.
He's doing his thing.
Right.
So he's like, oh, whatever. But I you know, so I'm with him like, yeah, I got you. And, you know, it went from there to Black Sabbath. And
yeah.
Like, you know, we're always on that. We want that. The craziest, yeah. The crazier.
The dark energy,
yeah,
sure.
That's what it is.
Yeah, so, there's,
you know,
nothing wrong with
and
that.
And we had fun with it, and it's entertainment, and you just have fun. You get to go out and just get crazy. Get wild for a little bit. That's it, man.
Blazy Dead Homie is in with us. He'll be playing with Twisted tonight at the State Theater in St. Petersburg.
What was your impression of Insane Clown Posse before you hooked up with them?
I never met them. We heard about them a lot before, you know, because like I said, there were three main groups that were doing things in Detroit that were on the underground circuit at the time. It was Esham, Kid Rock, and ICP. Mm. And each one had their own different type of thing. Like,
sure.
Kid Rock was nothing like what he is now.
Right.
But he was a whole different style. And then, like, ICP was, you know, they were that crazy. And then, you know, the wicked rap, I guess, what they would call it. And then Esham did what he called acid rap. Like, you know, if you drop acid and you get crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's what it was. But it's like I said, that's kind of what it was. So when we first heard it around the neighborhood, they were one of the first groups that were played on, you know, on national radio in our area. Regional radio in
right.
our area.
Yeah.
So, you know, you heard it and you were like, oh, that's what's up.
You got two old school Kid Rock fans right there. Did you guys want to spit some old
grit
sandwiches for breakfast? Are you sure? These guys are old school.
I know it all.
These guys, what's that one song that you guys sing? Yodel in the Valley?
Yodel in the Valley. Spent the night at Sally's house. Woke up with cotton mouth. Couldn't speak. My tongue was weak from yodeling in the valley. All of those mountain thighs and the piece of pie before my eyes. Before I taste those juices.
I got to make sure that Sally douches. Yep, I know that one. I know that.
What do you think of someone? What do you think of someone like Kid Rock, who used to write rhymes like that and is now essentially a glorified country artist? Do you look at him as a sellout?
You know, it's hard to say that thing. Like, man, sellout is such a weird word because you are as expected as an artist to grow. You don't sit at the same place forever. And just like you guys, you're not going to sit here forever. Everybody wants to grow and be what's next and be the next thing. And it's like, I can't look at him and be like, he's a sellout. He's just growing. He grew as an artist. He started from this spot and he grew to this point. And I remember him like grit sandwich for breakfast and to the next one that I can't even remember the title of the song now, but he was getting to that point right there. Like, he was getting onto that. He was about to get to that country thing.
Right.
And it actually happened for him and it blew.
The term sellout is, I think, reserved for people who betray themselves to make money. I think every band is designed to make money, but I remember being a fan of Green Day before Dookie came out. They didn't change who they were. They didn't change their music. They had a more polished sound because they signed to a major label. And as an underground guy, you know, you get access to better equipment, better musicians.
You get access to better equipment, better producers, better everything. Visual, you got video.
Yeah.
You have people actually pushing your product.
Right.
Better
women. I was there when ICP was on Island and Twisted. They were signed to Island Def Jam at the time. And it was, you know, an offshoot of Def Jam. And just having a piece of that Def Jam from them, unreal.
Yeah.
Like, I remember seeing it. Like, I was out there with them when they were in their infancy of a couple of their big records. You
right.
know what I mean? So it was great.
Good stuff.
Stuff so.
Blaze Your Dead Homies in the studio with us. What you got, John?
So a few years back, you're obviously at this point synonymous with ICP. They're in your crew. A few years back, you actually left Psychopathic Records,
yes,
right?
Sir.
During that time, was there a debate? Was there decisions to be made on where you would go? Specifically, another label that's kind of tied in, Strange Music, or did you know you were going to go with your dudes Twisted in Magic Ninja right off the bat?
I mean, for the most part, like I said, I wasn't sure exactly what I was gonna do. I was kind of when everything went down, I was still on tour doing a drive-by tour with another guy, one of the other guys from the label, ABK, and he came up as my partner. So me and him were doing this stuff together, and then we went and did a joint project together. So we do this, and we're on the last date of the tour, and then I heard the news that I was semi kicked off the label. I didn't leave the label. I was kicked off the label. So I was like, oh, that's kind of weird, you know. So I went out at the end and was like, this is, I guess I'm not here.
I'm really
still love
now.
You guys,
right.
But I'm gonna find. So I mean, from that moment on, to me, as soon as somebody says something like that, it already puts it in my head that you obviously don't want me around.
Sure.
I'm not really welcome. So I was kind of like, that was my first step. Like, all right, I'm just going to try to figure out what I'm going to do next.
Yeah.
And from there, like, I just started getting my own stuff in order first. Like, getting my own. I have Grundy Entertainment is my own stuff that I've owned this for years. But I try to get that in order so I'm ready for whatever's next.
Right.
And, you know, easily, it's like, you know, Twisted's been basically like my brothers. I've grown since I've known these guys out of this right out of high school. It's like they've been my brothers since then, so it's just an easy decision just to go that way.
Sure. We got Blaze Your Dead Homie in now. We had DMC from Run DMC in our studio a couple of months ago, and for us, man, I mean, that's like growing up, like idolizing the guy and getting to sit down and talk to him. Have you had moments like that since you've been in the industry where you get to meet the guys you listen to growing up and then you meet him and you're like, oh my god?
It's tough because I try to like treat people the way I would think that I would want it, or, you know, the same. It's really hard for me because I've never had that moment where I'm going to meet this guy and get his autograph.
Right.
Because there's not a person that I'm like, you know, all the people that I would want to meet are dead.
Right.
So it's like, you know, hey, Tupac, he's dead.
Yep.
Biggie, he's dead.
Yes.
You know, it's like all these, Eazy-E's dead.
Are
it's
they? Like, really?
I mean, from what I'm seeing.
Maybe you can hook them up with some of that dark.
Maybe we should. Right. I mean, you know, if they're not, we should easily be able to do a track together, right?
Okay, all right. Out.
Yeah, all the dead rappers.
No, for real. It's like, so, you know, I've seen other people do it, and they meet somebody, and it's their idol, and they go up there, and then they meet him, and the guy's just not the guy you want to meet that day.
Right.
And he's, you know, and it's, to me, it's like everybody is entitled to have that day.
Yep.
Being it being, you know, a superstar or to a, you know, a bum on the street. Everybody's going to have that day where they're going to wake up and have that bad day. And what's the likelihood that was that day for that guy?
Sure.
So in some instances, it's like, I'll just leave it alone.
Yep.
I'd rather not meet you.
Well,
but I met a couple of guys that were mad cool. Like, I met the dude, George Clinton.
Yeah.
He's awesome. I had the first 99 Woodstock.
Yep.
They played directly after them. And I met Erykah Badu at that one. And she was fine as wine.
Green eyes. Yeah, don't look her in the eyes.
Wearing this yellow dress. She looks so good. It was, I think she was with somebody at the time. But she was on, she was performing with the Roots at that one.
Oh, yeah.
And met a couple of dudes from Korn, but they would never remember it because I was just a guy in the background. Like,
right.
Hey, man. You know, I met a few people like that and met some people, but most of the people probably it wouldn't remember me. I try to be not so memorable.
On the note of having a bad day, right? That's
my weed.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I tell you, Blaze, you did.
Most people did. I mean, I got a good story. Let me tell you.
Let's hear it.
Here, let me give you a good story.
Here we go.
Okay, this has happened to me in Dallas at Trees. I was performing at Trees, and I was out there with the aforementioned ABK, and we went through there, and it happened to be the place where Rob Van Winkle. Okay.
Sure. Got me blocked on Twitter.
He was there. He came to the show, and we were there. And I think we went up to the dressing room. You know, started smoking down with him, smoking a bunch of weed. I'm sitting there, sans paint. Me and ABK, sans paint, hanging out with him the whole time, smoking. We get to this point, and he gets up and he's like, "Oh man, I'm so high. I'm about to go, yo. But next time, man, will you guys? Next time when you see, I'm gonna be back." So when you see Blaze and Killa, just tell, you know, tell them I'm here. And I was like,
that's us.
Okay, man. Yeah, great seeing you. All right, Ice, man. I love you, bro. And see you later. And yeah, he He had no idea he was smoking with me and him that whole time. And then it must have been the paint.
I guess so. I mean, but you can tell a lot about a guy how he would treat you if he didn't think you were Blazy at home.
But he was a good dude.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, he's a great dude.
My first ever live remote broadcast was at the House of Blues for a Cypress Hill show. And they led me in right as my show started. And like, some nerd douche interviewing Cypress Hill, and they couldn't have been cooler guys. And like, you know, you get a persona, an image of what they're all about, and then you meet them and you find out these are just genuine dudes who are grateful for their place in life.
What's up? Absolutely. That's cool. Yeah, one of the guys from Twisted, I think one of the smoke box with him with the
Be Real.
Yeah.
Good dude.
And I wanted a guy. I'm like, man, I missed it.
On the note of like,
I want to smoke somebody out. I want to get.
how are you doing the weed these days? Are you smoking it? Or
vaping, edibles?
What's the way to go?
There's a revolution.
I have a vape
right
pen, and I do smoke, and I do edible. And I dab. I do a little That's why they call me Blaze.
Dab. Sorry, we get very excited.
I dab like this, and I dab. Like, I real dab.
We get very excited.
Hey, can I hit that pen?
Like, my whole. Oh, you want to hit
No. Now my boss is watching. But this is a lonely.
It's actually turned off.
It's all good.
I dropped this thing out of my pocket multiple times on this tour, and I bought multiple pens just because of that.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Do people, I'm sure people, though, when they come see you, they hook you up a little bit because you're Blaze your dead homie.
On different occasions, yeah. Mostly it's the same. You know, you want to smoke with them.
Sure.
And then if I got the time, I'm always down.
Yeah.
But if I don't, usually it's like, hey, wait till after the show.
Yeah.
And then we got to ride somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, 8-hour ride. It's like, and then they're like, you're a jerk. Sorry, man. I didn't mean to. I wanted to smoke with you.
Blaze your dead homie is playing with Twisted tonight at the State Theater in St. Petersburg. You're a hell of a guy, man. We appreciate the time so much.
You guys are the bomb. Thank you.
Thank you for cleaning that up. You almost said we were the S-word.
See? Hey, I've done this once before.
Well, continued success to you, dude, man. You're a great guy, and we hope the show is packed tonight. And John, great job of being the conduit to lead us to Blaze your dead homie.
Well, Seth, Woo.
That's what I say to you.
Yes.
We will return with more and just tons to get to you today. Blaze your dead homie. Everybody follow him on Twitter. He's Blaze your dead one. Is that a?
Yes, sir.
Blaze your dead one on Twitter. And we'll be right back with more Drew Grubb Alive.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.